The minister is missing, unfortunately, the board. Will not be able to attend the meeting. But they sent the relevant DG, acting DG, to come and present on the matter. So the meeting will proceed. Because this is the whole information of the meeting, and I'm not sure because we're going by COPSA portfolio committee. Because when we planned the meeting last week, and then COPSA and the Valga, they had the meeting with the COPA, so the meeting this year. And only department came and presented. So I'm going to request the department just to summarize their presentation so that to take through the portfolio committee on COPSA on the issues that they are raising. And we are going to allow all the presentations. Because today there is 15, if the time does not permit that we have full discussion, because this matter is very important, we will reconvene again to come and do better discussion. Today we are going to receive all the presentations, and if there is time, we'll ask questions for clarity, and then we'll come back for discussion if they join for me. I hope it will work well with members. So I'm going to stop the presentation to allow water to present for the purpose that the committee that has been able to follow the discussion, because they were not here in the last meeting. So can we get the water to don't go to vision mission, other things, because we've done it last week. You can just go into the gist of the issues, and then so that the other committee members are able to follow the discussion. And maybe just to explain why we have called all of us here is that there is a challenge with regard to water depth in the country. So then said it's important that as all of us sit with this matter, because if we don't attend to it, we end up having a FCOM scandal. So we don't want that thing. We have to attend to the problem and understand where is the problem, how together all of us unlock the problems and resolve towards getting our state institutions providing service to our people. Because the most critical and important thing is to get our people that we are here, all of us because of them, get better service. So as the Department of Water, they are still, are you, who's doing that, CFO? Or in the meantime, let's start with you, that we can distribute your presentation if you are not ready now, and then get COPSA. Probably this is not a new thing, COPSA, for you. And I'm going to welcome this child to lead a little presentation, and then we will then get treasured. So maybe in the meantime, as we are waiting for you to stop yourself, because we have a meeting, I know. So let's get that presentation so that you don't delay meeting now.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good morning, honorable members, colleagues. As it has been stated, my name is Mapa Gadau. I'm head of the National Disaster Management Center, and I'm acting on the position of Director General for DCOG, Cooperative Governance. Just to also register the apology of our Director General, which may also have reached you, and to briefly introduce the team that will be supporting me. The team is constituted as follows. I have Dr. Kevin Naidu, just seated behind me, who is the acting Deputy Director General for Institutional Development in the Department of Cooperative Governance. We are supported technically by Dr. Mahlobo Hwane, who is the Acting Chief Director for Municipal Revenue Enhancement and Audit Outcomes, seated on my right, on my left-hand side. And we also have support team from Office of the Director General, Mr. Rufus Ntabeleng. And we also have our Parliamentary Liaison Officer, Mr. Tobane Mateza, seated at that side. I've also noted that our cameraman is also around. I may have met others that I've not met, and my apologies for those that I may not have covered. Chair, we heartily appreciate the opportunity to table a briefing in respect of this important matter, and we know that our briefing will cover three critical aspects related to the support that COFTA and DCOG in particular have provided to assist municipalities to repay the debt owed to water boards. So the three critical areas is that will clarify the role, specific role that COFTA has played. The second issue is that the challenges will expose or reveal challenges that we have encountered in the process. And concomitant with that, we will outline recommendations for improved performance in this area of work. Accordingly, the thrust of our presentation will cover issues ranging from the support provided through the Back to Basics program. Secondly, the support that has been provided and will continue to be provided in terms of the district development model, and also from a municipal support point of view, the 139, section 139 interventions that we continue implementing, and lastly, the IMTT work that has also been providing strategic leadership on this matter. So we have about 16 substantive slides that my colleague is going to take honorable members through. And on this note, I would like to hand over to Dr. Mahlobo Hwane for the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable Chairperson. And thank you, honorable members. The slide, I'll just go through the purpose a little bit, is to inform the portfolio committee on the role played by COFTA in assisting municipalities to pay debt owed to water boards, challenges experienced, as well as recommendations to address the challenges. Section 154 of the Constitution requires COFTA to support and strengthen the capacity of municipalities to manage their own affairs, to exercise their powers and to perform their functions. And in terms of Section 41 of the MFMA, it is the responsibility of National Treasury to monitor the pricing structure of electricity, water and other vast resources to municipalities and municipal entities for the production of municipal services. Further, this section provides for the National Treasury to monitor payments made by municipalities and municipal entities for such functions. In terms of the role played by COCTA in terms of Section 154, COCTA has developed the following programs to support municipalities. The first program, honorable members, is the B2B. And since the introduction of the B2B program, there's been coordinated attempts to support municipalities to discharge their basic responsibilities. The following are some of the successes, but also some regressions. All municipalities have established the B2B provincial task teams and support plans, and this has been integrated into the IDPs of municipalities. In Maluta Kofung, the department established a committee comprising government, business, and civil society to finalize a recovery plan following a court order on which we had cooperated as parties. In Northwest, some of the municipalities that were classified as well performers were stabilized, namely Ramot Serimuilwa municipality, where governance and institutional matters were addressed. Unfortunately for Matike and Naledi local municipalities that were previously placed under administration, in terms of Section 137, there's been some regression. Chairperson, we think that through the district development model, COCTA will be involved in the following activities: development of financial recovery plans and credible budgets in collaboration with National Treasury, support municipalities in the implementation of post-audit action plans in collaboration with Treasury, capacity building of on financial and performance management and strengthening municipal public accounts committees, and also the deployment of district technical support teams and MFIT advisors to support serving municipalities with focus on building internal capacity. Intervention through Section 139 of the Constitution for Financial Institutional Stabilization are supported by COCTA. Established governance support teams, panels will be building, which will be building systems and capacity of dysfunctional municipalities are anticipated. Oversight over party structures processes for speedy resolutions of identification and deployment of appropriately suitable candidates for in municipalities. Further support to further training programs and empowerment of councillors. Chairperson and honourable members, the MISA was established by Presidential Proclamation 29 of 2012 to manage the provision of technical support and capabilities to enhance the management of municipal infrastructure support programs by providing assistance to selected municipalities in conducting infrastructure analysis, assessment and analysis, providing technical support and expertise to enable delivery, planning, maintenance and land use management services in collaboration with relevant stakeholders, coordinating the development of technical skills to support the delivery of municipal infrastructure programs. MISA has developed 87 municipal diagnostic reports and technical support plans, wherein basic service delivery gaps were identified, and this ranged from municipal operation and maintenance plans not being in place or being outdated or lack of municipal service bylaws. These are bylaws in water, sanitation, energy, etc. Industry norms and standard operational procedures and manuals not in place or outdated. Observation of senior management vacancy gaps and outdated or lack of sector plans. In addressing the inability to render services, MISA has deployed the following resources to municipalities to enhance municipal capacity, to improve municipal infrastructure planning, and operation and maintenance in municipalities. In selected 87 municipalities, 9 civil engineers, 34 civil engineers and technologists, 14 town and regional planners, and 9 provincial managers.
These teams are supported by back office sector specialists in water sanitation, energy operation, and maintenance and solid waste management. The pictures displayed there are show some of the work that MESA is providing support to municipalities in terms of the reduction in water losses. We can see the municipality office of water there, Popanong, and we can also see Malachen. In terms of the MESA program in addressing the municipalities' inability to render service delivery, an assessment conducted by DWS identified misalignment between bulk water infrastructure schemes and infrastructure for water regulation. From the assessment of the extent of the problem, 18 municipalities experiencing misalignment were identified. In this regard, 5 municipalities mentioned there, Alfred Nzorugu, Heru Kuala, and Mopane Magide, were funded so that feasibility studies to address the challenges of the misalignment of bulk water and regulation could be conducted. The purpose of the feasibility studies is to identify areas of misalignment and recommend interventions and projects that will ensure alignment of bulk water and sanitation. Draft feasibility study reports for the 5 municipalities have been developed and are being refined for the next stage, which is the approval by municipalities anticipated by the end of November 2019. The issue of MESA providing support to municipalities to reduce water losses, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. The issue is about the whole revenue value chain in respect of municipalities. By assisting municipalities to fix these areas wherein there could be leaks in the system, technical losses, etc., you are enhancing the municipalities' ability to be able to raise revenue and not lose in terms of water and have lost funds in this area. In terms of challenges and achievements, it has been determined that most municipalities have entered into payment agreements in the past, and these are renewed each time municipalities fail to adhere and there is a threat to disrupt services. Municipal managers and chief financial officers have agreed to unaffordable and unrealistic agreements to avoid service disruptions. The financial constraints issues are not limited to bulk water and electricity. There are other unpaid sectors as well. And due to the unrealistic agreements, the trend is to first make the first payment and then default. We've also observed that the operational expenditures of municipalities are greater than revenue. Municipalities are not collecting the revenue due to high indigency rates, wide culture of non-payment, ineffective implementation of trade control measures, ineffective governance structures as MPECs and Section 79 committees, high vacancy rate of positions that are critical in municipalities, such as artisans and engineers, aging municipal infrastructure resulting in high water losses, illegal connections resulting in revenue losses. Municipal service and profitability of the trading services are a major deficiency which require attention and support. The surplus for trading services should be used to cross-subsidize non-revenue generating services. The use of the equitable share in between receiving equitable share and collecting money from customers is not supported. Ideally, the trading services should be self-sufficient. The equitable share is an unconditional grant that supplements municipalities' own revenue for the provision of services to poor households. In addressing the non-collection of revenue, COCTA developed and is currently implementing the simplified revenue plans in 42 municipalities across all provinces in the current financial year. This commenced in 2018-19 and 2019-20. The project focuses, amongst others, on the revenue value chain and looks at resolving the following issues: billing, credit control, indigent management, and meter installation, reading and auditing. These are some aspects of the revenue value chain. The main objective of the project is to ensure that the implementation plans of municipalities reduce municipal debt, maximize on all possible revenue streams, and protect and enhance the revenue collection of the municipality. This project commenced first with 30 municipalities in 2016, 17, and 17, and 18. So in the current financial year, 42 municipalities. We are still going to conduct an impact assessment on the project. The last area of recommendation to address the challenges in municipalities is the interministerial task team. The fifth administration established the IMTT to find solutions to the challenges relating to the electricity regulation. In 2017, the portfolio of the Minister of Water and Sanitation was added. The scope was extended to include water-related challenges. This IMTT was supported by a technical committee. The technical committee facilitated numerous engagements between municipalities and SOCs to come up with affordable and sustainable payment plans. The existence of this IMTT chapter 10 in the sixth administration has not yet been confirmed. However, the new IMC on service delivery at the district level has been established to drive service delivery issues. This other slide mentioned the impact between SALGA and ESCOM on... as a result of the impact between SALGA and ESCOM, the IMTT decided to appoint an advisory panel to assist in reaching a decision that would be in the interest of the Republic of South Africa as a whole. The work of the advisory panel was initially focusing on the constitutionality and constitutional responsibility for electricity regulation, and I mentioned that it was extended to water. This mandate was later expanded to include an advisory policy on ESCOM billing, debt restructuring, revenue raising capabilities, and a culture of payment. In executing its mandate, the advisory panel engaged intensively with relevant stakeholders to develop the recommendations which covered both electricity and the water sector. The IMTT recommendation on constitutional challenge, a municipality has a legislative authority in respect of and has the right to administer the electricity and gas recuperation. This is not specific to the water sector, Chairperson. I'll move away from this slide. IMTT recommended the following, which is slide number 19. The installation of prepaid smart meters for electricity and water, the appointment of independent revenue collectors for municipalities, a government-wide campaign to encourage a culture of payment for municipal services, strict management of payment default with firm action by government before the court processes come to effect, fixing the municipalities to ensure sustainability of services and finances, and the restructuring of debt. Cabinet noted the recommendation and requested IMTT to develop implementation plans. In conclusion, Chairperson, it is worth noting that a comprehensive package of support is required to tackle the massive debt that municipalities owe to all creditors. The support package will include improving the leadership, governance processes and systems, technical capacity, and partnership with ESCOM, DWS, Water Board, and the provinces. COPTA will continue to work closely with ESCOM, DWS, and Water Board through the IMTT technical processes in order to ensure the joint long-term and sustainable solutions are reached. So in order to ensure that those are reached. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, My name is Tadej Andrzej from the National Treasury, from the Division of Intergovernmental Relations. And apologies, Honorable Chair, from the Minister, Deputy Minister, DG and DDG, if they are caught up with the preparation for the MTBPS. Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, the request that came through to National Treasury was to present on the legislative and regulatory mechanisms underpinning debt recovery. And here it specifically relates to all the state debt owed to municipalities and the challenges encountered by National Treasury on the governance of debt. And the last part is the recommendation to address the challenges. So my presentation will cover these areas of the request sent to us.